Hi, and welcome to this Windows 10 Narrator Series Episode 9. And in this demo, I just want to show you a few things to do with browsing on the internet with Microsoft Edge, how to read tables with Narrator, and also a command that I tend to use all the time, which of course is the Find command for any screen reader, including Narrator, to find stuff on the screen. Remember, you can also use scan mode to do web browsing as well, because if you just turn on with caps lock spacebar, and as I said in previous demos, if you've already got it turned on, then you don't need to turn it back on again when you go into things like Microsoft Edge. And then you can use H for header, T for table, all that sort of cool stuff. So I just want to show you a few little extra things that you can do on the web with Narrator. All right, so I'm going to use the Windows Narrator manual to demonstrate some of these features, or to demonstrate the features. So let me open up Narrator settings with Control, Windows key, and N for Narrator, or Nelly.
Settings window. Turn on Narrator, toggle switch, on, use Narrator, scan.
Okay, and you heard it say scan on, because I've had scan mode in here before, so I'm going to press my tab key.
Link, open Narrator home. Link, view the complete guide to Narrator online.
Okay, view the complete guide to Narrator online. I'm going to activate that by pressing my Enter key.
Pane, Microsoft Edge window. Still loading.
Microsoft loading complete. Loading, it's loading.
Complete guide to Narrator, Windows help.
Okay, complete guide to Narrator, Windows help. Now, the three commands that I wanted to show you, insert F7 for list of links, insert F6 for list of headings, and insert F5 for list of landmarks. And in each one of these, you can actually use the search field in the item to narrow down your search for what you're looking for in links or headings or landmarks. And remembering that the items in these list boxes will just take you to the item and then you can activate it, which I find extremely handy. All right, so let's just check where we are with caps lock T or Narrator plus T. Remembering that your Narrator keys can either be your caps lock key, your insert key. So I'm going to do Narrator plus T, caps lock T.
Complete guide to Narrator, Windows help, and four more pages, Microsoft Edge window.
Good. Okay. So let me do Narrator plus F7.
Skip to main content, link, 1 of 76, selected, search list, search hyperlinks window.
So we've got 76 links on the page. Now if I press my down arrow key.
Microsoft, link, 2 of 76. Non-selected.
Of course, we're going down through those links in the list box.
Office, link, 3 of 76. Non-selected.
If I press my tab key.
Scoping, hyperlinks, combo box, collapse.
Now, we've got a scoping control here. Now, what happens with the Narrator plus F7, F6, or F5? It's focusing on the elements that the command is for. But if I wanted to stay in this control area with Narrator plus F7 and find out what other controls that I can actually look at, if I press my Enter key to expand this scope control.
Hyperlinks, 5 of 10, selected, scoping.
Okay, so as you can tell, we're on number 5 of 10 items that we can look for as in a list or navigate to. So if I press my up arrow key.
Headings, 4 of 10. Non-selected. Headings,
okay, I've got
4 of 10.
Headings.
Selected. Containers, 3 of 10. Non-selected.
Containers,
3 of 10. Interactive items, 2 of 10. Non-selected.
Interactive items,
2 of 10. All, 1 of 10. Non-selected. All,
controls,
1 of 10.
Interesting.
Selected.
So let me press down arrow.
Interactive item. Containers, headings, 4. Hyperlinks, 5 of 10. Buttons, 6 of 10.
So we've got
non-selected.
Buttons,
6 of 10. Text, 7 of 10.
Text.
Non-selected. Text, 7 of 10. Menus and toolbars, 8 of 10.
Menus
non-selected.
And toolbars.
Menus and toolbars, 8 of 10.
So that was
selected.
8 of 10.
Form fields, 9 of 10.
Form
non-selected.
Fields, 9
Form
of
fields.
10.
Landmarks, 10 of 10. Non-selected.
Landmarks,
landmarks, 10 of 10.
10
selected.
Of 10. If I was to press enter on any one of these, then my list view, still staying in, if you like, Narrator plus F7, would change to that view on the screen. But for the moment, let me just press up arrow.
Menus, text, buttons, hyperlinks, 5 of 10. Non-selected. Hyperlinks, 5 of 10.
Okay,
selected.
So let's hit enter again.
Scoping, hyperlinks, combo box, collapsed.
If I press tab.
Close button.
Close button, press tab again.
Search box, edit, scan off.
And here's the search box for me to type into a search item. So if I start typing in the word Braille.
B, download a previous version in Braille. Link, 1 of 3, selected.
So I've got
search
one
list.
Of three
scan.
Items. So if I press my down arrow key.
Chapter 8, using Narrator with Braille. link,
chapter
2 of 3,
using Narrator with Braille, or down again.
Appendix C, supported Braille displays, link,
Appendix C,
3 of 3,
supported Braille displays. So if I hit enter, just hit the control key, let me just press down arrow.
Appendix C, supported Braille displays.
And there we go, down again.
Column header.
What's in it?
Column 2 of 2.
A list of Braille displays supported by Narrator.
So we're in a table because the actual contents of the manual is arranged in tables, and I'll look at table reading in a minute. So that's how you would actually get to an item using the, in this case, the list of links. So if I press up arrow.
Column header.
Chapter.
Link.
Appendix C, supported Braille displays.
And if I wanted to go into that link, of course, I would just press enter. And if I press H for header.
Appendix C, supported Braille displays, Windows help.
Heading level 1.
Appendix C, supported Braille display, applies to Windows 10.
Separator.
Narrator supports the following Braille displays.
Okay, to learn more about Braille. So let me go back to the previous page. I'm just going to do Alt left arrow.
Going back.
I always like to go to the top of the screen on a web page. So I'm going to do Control Home.
Complete guide to Narrator. Window.
And of course, on my Surface Pro keyboard here, I was pressing Control FN and left arrow key, because the FN key, when held down, turns the left arrow into my home button or my home key. Let me just bring up Narrator F7 again for list of links.
Skip to main content. Link 1 of 76.
So before we were tabbing around, so I was doing forward tab to go to the scope, control, the close button, and then back around to search. So of course, if I'm on list now, if I want to get straight to the search area, I'm going to do shift tab.
Search box, edit, scan off.
And there's a search box ready to go. So if I press escape.
Complete guide to Narrator.
I'm out again. So pretty straightforward. Let's just do the same thing quickly with Narrator plus F6.
Search complete guide to Narrator, heading level 1. 1 of 1, selected, search list, search headings window.
Okay, now I'm pretty sure that's landed on the edit field. Let me just press Narrator plus tab.
Complete guide to Narrator, heading level 1, 1 of 16, selected.
It's on the list. It did sound like it was on a search field, didn't it? So if I press down arrow.
Table of contents, heading level 2, 2 of 16.
Table of contents.
What's new, heading level 2, 3 of 16,
so heading what's new, so if I hit enter, we'll move down to that spot on the page. If I press down arrow.
Heading level 2.
What's new?
Separator.
Here's what's new in the latest version of Narrator.
Heading level 3.
Standard keyboard layout.
Okay, again, same deal with the Narrator plus F6 for headings. If you press tab, you'll get to the scope control to change to looking at other controls, i.e. lists that you want to bring up, such as form fields and so on, the close button, and also the search edit area. And if you want to get out, you just press the escape key. So that's all well and good. So I'm going to go to the top of the page again.
Blank.
And just before I move on to table reading, let me just press Narrator plus F5.
Microsoft, navigation, 1 of 9, selected, search list, search landmarks window.
This is landmarks, so I press down arrow.
Search, 2 of 9, non-selected, window support, navigation, 3 of 9, main, 4 of 9, sharing options, aside, 5 of 9, content survey, complimentary, 6 of 9, content information, footer, 7 of 9, footer, navigation, 8 of 9, Microsoft Corporate Links, Navigation, 9 of 9.
Okay, so they're the landmarks that Narrator has identified on this particular page for Narrator Help. So pressing Escape key.
Complete guide Narrator.
All right, let's do the table reading command. Now, the chapters for Narrator, as I mentioned briefly, is arranged in tables. So if I press T for table.
Table, columns, chapter, what's in it contains 12 rows.
The way to navigate a table is to do Control-Alt, and then left and right arrow take you across the row. And up and down arrow, of course, holding down Control Knob, go up and down a column. So I press my down arrow just once because I'm still in scan mode.
Header item, column header, row 1 of 12, column 1 of 2.
Chapter.
Okay, now we're on the column 1, which is the chapter heading. So if I press Control Alt right arrow.
What's in it?
Column header, column 2 of 2.
That's the actual what's in it for the column heading for each chapter. So first column is the chapter number, and the right-hand column is what's in that chapter. So if I press Control-Alt-Left arrow.
Chapter.
Column header, column 1 of 2.
And then Control-Alt-Down arrow.
Chapter 1, introducing Narrator.
Column header,
so chapter 1,
two of
introducing
12.
Narrator. Control-Alt-Right arrow to read what's in it.
An overview of Narrator, including how to start and stop it.
Column header.
What's in it?
Column 2 of 2.
Okay, so an overview of Narrator explaining what's in it. So Control Alt left arrow.
Chapter 1, introducing Narrator.
And column
Control
header.
Alt down arrow.
Chapter 2, Narrator basics.
Row 3 of 12.
Chapter 2, Narrator basics. Control Alt right arrow.
How to get around the screen, find and open apps, change what Narrator reads, and adjust speech rate and volume.
Column header.
How to get
What's
around
it?
The screen and changing speech rate, etc. So Control Alt Left Arrow.
Chapter 2, Narrator Basics.
Control Alt Down Arrow.
Chapter 3, Using Scan Mode.
Row 4 of 12.
Chapter 3, Using Scan Mode. Control Alt Right Arrow.
How to use Scan Mode to navigate apps, email, and the web.
Column Header.
What's in it?
Column 2.
How to use Scan Mode for navigating apps and the web, etc. Control Alt Left Arrow.
Chapter 3, Using Scan Mode.
Control Alt Down Arrow.
Chapter 4, Reading Text.
Row 5 of 12.
Chapter 4, Reading Text. Control Alt Right Arrow.
How to read and get info about text, such as font, text color, and punctuation.
Okay, and that'll do for the moment. So that's how to read a table, which is actually quite handy. So I'm now going to go back to the top of the page with Control, Function, and Left Arrow again.
Table exit blank.
Okay, now let me just show you about the find command. So if I do the find command, which is narrator plus control plus F, so in reality I'm doing caps lock plus control plus F for find.
Search box, edit, narrator find window, scan off.
And I want to search for supported braille display, so I'm going to type in supported.
F-U-P-R-E space, supported, F-E.
And I'm going to hit enter. Let me just read current line.
Appendix.
Link.
C. Supported Braille displays.
And there it is. Supported Braille displays. And of course, I could go back in there, and if I kept searching, if there was more text to search for with supported Braille, then I could just keep doing narrator plus control plus F, hit enter, and it would keep going with the current find. Of course, if I wanted to go backwards, I could choose the backward command in that same dialog box if I wanted to. Control, Function, and Left Arrow, or Home.
Table exit blank.
I want to change the reading view. Remember, I can do narrator plus control plus up arrow.
Form fields.
Form fields.
Landmarks.
Landmarks.
Headings.
Headings.
Links.
Links.
Tables.
Tables.
Characters.
Characters.
Words.
Words.
Lines.
Lines.
Sentences.
Sentences.
Paragraphs.
Paragraphs.
Items.
Items.
Form fields.
Form fields.
Landmarks.
And background, the landmarks, and so on and so on. So we want to go by heading.
Headings.
Just keep going around. There we go. And now I'm just going to press narrator plus right arrow.
Complete guide to narrator.
Heading level 1.
Table of contents.
Heading level 2.
What's new?
Heading level 2.
Standard keyboard layout.
Heading level 3.
Narrator key.
Heading level 3.
Updated change view commands.
Heading level 3.
Improvements to scan mode.
Heading level 3.
Dialogue reading.
Heading level 3.
Learn narrator with quick start.
Heading level 3.
Just pressing narrator key, caps lock plus right arrow, because I've changed my reading view to headings rather than by default, which is items. Of course, I could press narrator plus left arrow to go back heading by heading as well if I want to. So remember, you can do the narrator plus F7, F6, F5. You can use scan mode, which you can toggle on and off with narrator plus spacebar, or you can use your reading view with narrator key, or in my case, caps lock key, left or right to go to the next or previous element, which you change to by doing narrator plus control plus up or down arrow to change between form fields, links, headings, items, characters, etc., etc. One thing that I didn't mention when I was doing the demo, when I was typing into that edit field for looking for supported braille displays, scan mode turned off because narrator actually detected that I was actually in an edit field. And as soon as I moved out of the edit field, it turned scan mode back on again. So let me just go back to my desktop for the moment with Windows and M.
M. Recycle bin, 1 of 13, desktop
and
list.
That will do me for this demo of a bit of a play with using narrator on a web page. So as always, thanks for listening and bye for now.